I was a kid, the message from my mom was pretty simple. Don't talk to strangers, don't take food from a stranger, and certainly don't get into a stranger's car. Well, times have changed. You can talk to a complete stranger while gaming. Kids have been known to give away too much information while doing that. We have this thing called Uber, where you literally just get into some stranger's car. And have you ever thought twice about DoorDash? Literally, a stranger knocks on your door, hands you a bag of food, and you sit down and eat it. Times have changed. Times have not changed in hockey. A good play in the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, still a good play today. A dangerous or risky play back in the 70s, 80s, or 90s, still a risky play today. After last night's game, Coach Cerutori said his team needs to get better at assessing their level of danger.
It's a simple game, but you better know when there is danger, when there's potential danger, and there's no danger. Our guys have a hard time reading danger right now.
How does one do that? Captain Erie Vaisanen.
I think it's difficult for sure because this rink here in Ferris is a little bit smaller. There's some crazy bounces all the time. The style they play, they flip pucks out. There's crazy bounces. They put a lot of pressure on our D, so it's really difficult. But I think we just got to err on the side of being cautious. And at times last night, we didn't do a good job of that.
Four goals against last night, all four probably avoidable.
Far side wall, and now carrying it through 3-on-2 into the offensive zone. Shorthanded, drop pass, shot, and a goal. Shorthanded goal scored for the Ferris State Bulldogs. Turned into a 3-on-2, and Ferris State goes up 1-0.
Times have certainly changed, but the game of hockey has not. It's always been said you split on the road, take care of business at home, then you're going to be in the conversation of a conference champion. Beavers going for that split on the road. Beavers and Ferris State's Bulldogs, game 2 here in Big Rapids on the Beaver Radio Network.